From Washington, this is VOA News. London police have named two of the three attackers who killed seven people and wounded more than 50 others Saturday. British citizen Khurram Shahzad Butt was previously known to authorities but had not been viewed as a serious threat. He was 27. In a statement, police said there was no intelligence to suggest that this attack was being planned. The second attacker was identified as 30-year-old Rashid Rowain. Both men lived in the same area of East London. Police are continuing to investigate the identity of the third attacker. London police carried out more raids and detained a number of people during searches at two locations Monday. British Prime Minister Theresa May said police also are still working to determine the identities of all the victims, but that so far it is known they include people of several nationalities. She said this was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world. The White House says President Trump will not try to block former FBI Director James Comey from testifying to Congress later this week about conversations they had earlier this year before Trump fired him. Trump had been considering whether to invoke executive privilege on his White House conversations with Comey and keep him from testifying Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. But the White House said that in order to facilitate a swift and thorough examination of facts, Trump would not try to halt the Comey testimony. In the past, U.S. presidents have indeed invoked executive privilege to try to keep their conversations with top aides a secret. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and Maldives all cut diplomatic ties Monday with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism.
Ties between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors took an abrupt turn for the worse Monday, following a decision by Gulf Cooperation Council allies to sever diplomatic relations with Doha. Qatar has been under pressure in recent weeks over its alleged support for terrorist groups. GCC states have also demanded Qatar sever relations with Iran, which they accuse of being a major sponsor of terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a defense conference in Australia, urged GCC states to iron out their differences.
We certainly would encourage the parties to sit down together and address these differences.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Qatar's foreign affairs minister said the measures are unjustified and are based on baseless and unfounded allegations. Qatar has long been seen by its neighbors as supporting Islamists in the region, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood, a Sunni Islamist political group outlawed by both Saudi Arabia and the UAE. President Trump says he wants to privatize America's air traffic control system. He says reforms are needed to cut air travel times and fuel costs and reduce delays for travelers. He said the government-operated air traffic control system is, quote, stuck painfully in the past. He said it was designed decades ago for a country with an annual total of 180,000 air passengers, not the nearly 1 billion passengers it has now. Mr. Trump said after billions and billions of dollars have been spent over many years to try to upgrade the system, we're still stuck with an ancient, broken, antiquated, horrible system that doesn't work. A former employee of a small factory in Orlando, Florida, shot and killed five workers there, then killed himself Monday morning. The man had a knife and a gun but did not stab anyone. Police said he had been fired in April and had previously been accused of assaulting a co-worker. The American actor and comedian Bill Cosby went on trial Monday on charges he drugged and sexually assaulted a woman more than 10 years ago. The 79-year-old former television star faces three counts of aggravated indecent assault, with each carrying a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Cosby sat silently in the courthouse Monday as the prosecution opened the trial by painting him as a sexual predator. About 60 women have publicly said Cosby drugged and assaulted them. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.